Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. We're produced this morning by Shark Creative. This is Health Talk, made possible by White Plains Hospital. I'm Bob Marone, along with Jim Cleefield and Matt Cahan. And my first guest this morning is Dr. Tejas Patel. He is, well, a nephrologist. The first question we have is, Doctor, what is nephrology per se?
Bob, good to be with you.
It's good to have you, Doctor.
Thank you. Nephrology is a science and practice of kidney disease. We deal with functioning kidneys, functional of the kidney. So we deal with blood pressure, electrolytes. People who may not have good kidney function may end up needing dialysis, and that's where our role comes in and how best we can help them.
Okay. And, Doctor, one of the things we want to get to today, our topic will be blood pressure. It affects millions of people. Indeed, millions of people don't know that they have it. And first, just a little bit about you. How long have you been with the hospital?
I joined White Plains Hospital about 4 months ago.
About four. So you're new.
Very new. Hot off the press.
Hot off the press. And where did you work before this?
Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai. So now you're here. Well, welcome to Westchester and welcome to the hospital.
Thank you.
Let's get right to the heart of it. What is high blood pressure?
Well, high blood pressure has gone through a number of changes over the past century. So in the past, we used to have a cutoff of 140 over 90. About that level, considered as high blood pressure. More recently, though, American Heart Association has come up with a new definition of high blood pressure, and they have lowered the number by 10 points. So the new definition is anybody who has blood pressure of about 130 over 80 is considered having high blood pressure.
Over 130 over 80.
Yes.
And, of course, the 130 is the blood going forward, and the lower number is when it retracts.
Yep.
Do I understand that correctly? Okay. So 130 over 80. Now, as a nephrologist and as someone who's concerned about this, did you react to that saying, hey, this is the right way to go, or did you have questions about it?
Yeah, it does pose a big dilemma for a lot of people. So if you look at our county of Westchester, the last census, we have a million residents living in Westchester County. Mm-hmm. Now, according to this definition, the burden of hypertension is about 45% in adult population. So if we were to look at about 750,000 adults that are living in our county, almost 300,000 have high blood pressure by that definition.
By that definition, how many of them know it?
That is such a good question. Vast majority don't know this. And so hypertension is considered a silent killer.
Now, Doctor, before we get into how we can find out how we have high blood pressure, is the increased incidence that we see, is it because we know how to diagnose it better? Is it because we're living longer? Is it because of our diets? Why has it gone up so much?
It is a combination of factors, as you rightfully pointed out, Bob. The blood pressure guidelines have changed because of carefully conducted research, and they have found that the lower the blood pressure, the longer people have lived, because there is less strain on your heart, less strain on the brain and kidneys.
Which we'll get to the kidneys later, because after all, that is your specialty. Now, a lot of people don't know they have it. They have to go for tests, and I have it, by the way, so you can use me as a guinea pig in this. It has no symptoms until I was told, I was about 44, that I had high blood pressure. I had no idea. I mean, I would go to the doctor, but one day he said, hey, it's like 145 over 110.
And
I go,
wow.
Yikes. Yeah, at that time. Not now. Don't look at me, you know. So why? Why did it appear in my 40s? And how can most people find out if they have it? And then what can it do? Why is it so important?
Yeah. So there are various ways to find out if someone has high blood pressure. One of the ways is to just ask your healthcare provider. When you see him or her, ask what your blood pressure is. Because that would be a good insight into your overall health, well-being. It is part of the vital signs that a nurse or a medical assistant checks when you come in to see your doctor. The second way to find out is through a pharmacy. The pharmacies across Westchester County have blood pressure machines in their place. So you can certainly measure by yourself. And the third way is to get a blood pressure machine or ask one of your family or colleague who may be suffering from high blood pressure if they can have you use it.
An interesting twist here, Doctor, but first I remind people, you're listening to That, the voice of Dr. Tejas Patel, pardon me. He is a doctor of nephrology, internal medicine, and hypertension here at White Plains Hospital, and you're listening to the Health Talk Show, the White Plains Hospital Health Talk Show. Doctor, a lot of people will have their blood pressure taken when they're nervous and it's way up high. Sometimes they'll be relaxed and sitting there for whatever reason, or maybe they took a tranquilizer that day and it's low. How can we know the true state of someone's blood pressure?
Beautiful question, Bob. The way to understand about blood pressure is to get a combination of readings. So we typically don't rely on one blood pressure reading. We do want to get more information. So if someone has high blood pressure in my office, I definitely encourage them to check it either at the pharmacy or at home and get multiple readings. So that allows me to make a better decision. If they are lower in my office, for example, but they're exhibiting some of the stress and strains of organs, then I would certainly get a test that they should check the blood pressure at home and get more information before I conclude whether they are having high blood pressure or a controlled blood pressure.
Now, what happens if blood pressure goes untreated? And in tying to that, tied to that too, what causes high blood pressure? Why do I have it? Why don't you? Why doesn't Matthew?
Beautiful. That's a great question. 90% of us who are suffering from high blood pressure, we don't have a good cause. So 10% of people, we do have a cause. It could be a hormonal imbalance that are regulating your hormones. But vast majority of us who are suffering from high blood pressure are from combination of factors which relates to diet, relates to exercise, and of course, related to the age.
Something that's a paradox. You talk about exercise. A colleague of mine is a runner. I play hockey. Now, when we do those things, our blood pressure must necessarily rise when we do them. Yet I remember during one stress test, my blood pressure went up, but then it dropped. What happens? Do the blood vessels dilate?
Yeah, so your heart would work harder when your muscles would need more energy. So to help that, during that short period of time, your heart is going to pump faster, mm-hmm. more strongly, and so your blood pressure is going to be predictably higher when you are exercising, which is a normal physiologic response.
And now, what if it goes untreated? So that's okay. It's a normal response. It's overall better for my health, even though it's placing pressure on the blood vessels. What are the risks if we go untreated? And, of course, you are a specialist in kidney illnesses.
There are three major organs that can get affected if the blood pressure goes untreated. The first organ is the heart. It's number one reason why patients get admitted to the hospital nationwide is because of congestive heart failure. And the primary reason why people get heart failure is because of untreated high blood pressure. The second complication is stroke, which is the number one disabling condition in the country. So blood pressure, modifying the blood pressure by lowering does reduce people's chance of having stroke.
Okay.
And the third is kidney failure.
Why?
So 30% of patients who are on dialysis have high blood pressure as a cause. And the reason for that is that unchecked high blood pressure does cause tremendous stress to the kidneys. Kidneys get 20% of our blood supply. And so it is the most
wow.
vascular organ. And so that is going to have the biggest hit. But fortunately, most of us have two kidneys, So we are able to compensate.
I guess that's why we have two kidneys. I never realized that. You give them that large number of blood, doctor. Now, what can we do to prevent it? In general, what would you tell me to prevent high blood pressure? What are the things?
Eat healthy food. Mm-hmm. So that includes fruits, vegetables, nuts. To say the second one is avoid salty food. The third would be to have to reduce sugary drinks. So a lot of us...
That one I'm good at.
So that's not helping your blood pressure, Bob.
No, doc. Fine. Continue. What else?
Exercise.
That I do.
Great. 3 to 4 times a week.
I do so.
About 30 minutes each session permitted your body can handle.
Yes.
Meditation, yoga, relaxation techniques that helps reduce. We are all stressed out all the time. The other few things that one should avoid is smoking.
Don't smoke.
Alcohol in moderation.
Hardly ever. I'm getting healthier as we sit here. This is great. Go ahead, Doc.
And try to avoid over-the-counter medications on a regular basis unless you check with your doctor.
Okay.
How best one can help if someone has a heart, kidney, or has a history of stroke? First and foremost would be to seek timely medical attention. And if someone is having chest pain, shortness of breath, or having a weakness of the arms or legs, they should call 911.
Okay, because that could be indicative of a stroke.
Yes. Mm-hmm. White Plains Hospital is equipped with world-class neurologists, physicians who specialize in stroke. We also have cardiologists that specialize in heart health and kidney specialist.
Well, that would be you. Great. A world-class nephrologist.
Also, White Plains have primary care practices across Westchester County. Within driving distance, one can reach a qualified healthcare professional who can work with you to modify the risk factors that you have.
Well, doctor, I want to thank you very much. Dr. Tejas Patel, he is, of course, a doctor of nephrology, internal medicine, and hypertension. We've been talking about hypertension here on the Health Talk made possible, again, by White Plains Hospital show. I want to thank you very much for being with us, doctor. It's been great. And you're a very nice man as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure. It's all mine.
All right, we're going to take a break. This is...